me till I fart.
Put away those fiery biscuits.
So, Kev.
Yes.
I was having a little think the other day around the old brain box. Mm-hmm. And I was just having a little peruse of the internet. Right. What's this thing about people filming themselves eating hot chilies and weird shit?
The cinnamon test thing that they did a few years ago.
That's Mike Perry, the prick. He fucking did that. Looked like a right fucking muppet. But now you get people doing this. There's one that's the world's hottest jelly bear or gummy bear. The world's hottest gummy bear.
Gummy bear?
Yeah.
They make hot gummy bears.
Yeah,
now.
So.
Well, like the sweets.
Yeah. It's about that big, really tiny. Right.
Packed with, like, is it the ghost chili then?
I think it's worse than that. It's like the, something hood pepper or something. Anyway, some of these people, they try it and obviously it looks absolutely excruciatingly awful.
Yeah.
And it's like, just from that. But they've made it, but these people must make them just to send to people to do these challenges. Yeah. It's just like, what the... And some of them, they do like the world's hottest chip or whatever, and they send it in a box thing, and it's one chip that looks like a Dorito, and it's black.
Mm.
Right? And they do that, and they're just...
sweating,
yeah,
and fucking
faces
gone red, and...
Yeah, but they kind of like all, a lot of these people do the same thing just for the different reactions.
Yeah, but they do, don't they? Like they, you always have like the jump on the bandwagon, don't you? As soon as one person sees someone else who's gone viral, they all try to do it for their own little followers.
And yeah. Little, you know. Anyway, I think it's wank. What's the fucking point? If you like hot food, eat hot food. If you don't.
It's the documenting it, though, isn't it? It's the documenting it for validation and self-gratification, which I don't understand.
Sour pickle.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Oh, and the other one they've started doing now...
I'm going to make some chips, and I'm going to have a hot fucking chip. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to record myself having this hot chip.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't expecting that, were you? Yeah, yeah, I fucking was, mate. Yeah. I was. Look at your fucking face. You look like an absolute bell end.
Yeah.
Bell end that eats fucking chilies. The other thing they do now is the dried out tarantula. That's the one that's been going around.
They eat dried out tarantula.
Yeah, you can't. They get it in the packet. They take it out, and it looks like a dried out tarantula. So all the legs are all up in its body or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're just supposed to eat it. And it looks absolutely fucking horrific.
Yeah, but it reminds me of going... Do you remember that there was that time some years ago when people were eating... was it like washing tablets?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
You are a moron if you do that.
Well, there were people dying from that. Yeah, it was the challenge. It was like washing, washing tablets.
Yeah, I think I don't get it myself. I just think
the thing is, it reminds me of when, do you know The Word, the old program, The Word used to be on Channel 4 on a Friday night many, many moons ago.
Mm.
But they used to actually have people that were willing to do proper challenges, like I really want to be famous. Some of the ones, for instance, they had was eating a slice of toast covered in someone's pubes. Sticking your feet in some sandals that were caked in dog shit.
Oh, God.
Licking a fat woman's armpit after she's been on an exercise bike for 10 minutes.
Right.
French kissing a really old lady without her teeth in.
I thought you were going to say a skunk like Blackadder.
No. I really want to be famous. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what sort of challenges you could do. It's like you could have sort of like dipping a chip up someone's arse and eating it, or just that viler you can get.
For your 15 minutes of fame, it's a lot like these reality shows where you've got these really just annoying, vapid like creatures like Love Island and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Just for the sake of just, you want to be famous, like, Spielberg ain't going to become calling you anytime soon.
Fucking Love Island, right? Two things. A, I put that on and my telly got chlamydia.
Yep.
And the other thing is that's the only time when you're really wishing for a tsunami. Bit harsh, but still fair, I feel. Yeah. Oh, anyway, that's cunts for you.
Yeah,
this is great banter. It really is.